Looks like goddamn Mario Kart.
Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hay.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Look, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road cars.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't. Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Okay, season 2, episode 32, Portland Race Report, or as we've talked about calling it, #.gif, put a bird on it, Portlandia.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, I know. So warming up the tires, we're just going to run down a little bit of the news that's happened and then talk about Portland.
All right, let's get to it.
We're in Portland.
We are.
In the lovely, lovely truck stop hotel that we're living in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know it's classy because there's a Ponderosa bar attached.
I mean, it's very classy.
Not just a Ponderosa, but a bar.
Yes. Where they play honky-tonk, I'm sure.
Oh, guaranteed honky-tonk.
I'm sure there's a honky-tonk night.
Yeah. I think it's every night.
It is. At the Ponderosa. Yes. Can't speak. It's been a long day.
So, news this week.
Oh boy, news this week. It's been a big week for news.
It has been a big week for news. Yukos indicated that they're going to go to 2 cars next year.
Yes. They talked about they're going to run 2 full cars next year. And then Ricardo was like, I'm not going to lie to you. I have some concern about the road to Indy since they're losing Mazda as the primary sponsor.
Yeah.
So he was very open in an article that we had retweeted recently. So we'll see, because that's going to suck. Because they started in Road to Indy.
Yeah, and they're a huge...
They're huge in Road to Indy. Yeah. Yeah. So
They have a big presence there, so...
It's interesting.
It is. I mean, I think there's a lot of teams that are concerned about the Road to Indy and what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well,
it's kind of just one of these things that we're just going
to
see.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see. But it does make sense to go to 2 cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's why Harding is looking at 2 cars. I mean, because that way you have more data. You have a teammate that you can, you know, you can try two different setups and see what works. And, you know, you can use that data to help each other, and it's not such slow trial and error.
No. And I think any team that's just one car is going to suffer greatly because, well, you don't have that backup. So that's good. I don't want it to be the Indy Star. There we go. Other news, quick news, Honda won the Manufacturers Championship, so that already got buttoned up, I think, even before Portland happened.
Wow.
So it must have been in the aftermath of the Gateway.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was definitely announced beforehand.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Honda.
There you go. Munoz is in for Wickens for the rest of the season, so he was in Portland, and he will be driving the number 6 in Sonoma.
All
right. And Wickens is back in Indiana. They transferred him to Methodist Hospital Thursday? Thursday.
I think Thursday.
So he was medically sound enough to transfer. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. So, yeah, no, that's a lot of good things. And the doctors that work on the IndyCar medical team, most of them work at Methodist.
So he's
as
in.
As well. So, he's in excellent hands.
Really good hands there.
I mean, he was in good hands at the Lehigh Valley Trauma Center. as well, but he's in extremely good hands at Methodist Hospital, so.
So that's good. We'll just wait for more official updates.
We will. let's see. Pato O'Ward and Colton Herta will drive for Harding at Sonoma. So Harding's actually going to have 2 cars at Sonoma.
I think we're going to have a lot
Gabby's
of cars.
Gabby's not going to be in either one of them.
And that's kind of rough.
Yeah, that's kind of a raw deal.
I mean, I understand, like, they had talked about the one car, but now they're like, well, we have 2 cars, and you're not going to be in either one of them, but please still show up.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, I'll show up, but I will not be sober.
Right?
I'm in wine country. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think so.
I'll pass.
That's weird.
It is. I'm more and more concerned that Gabby's not going to be returning to Harding Racing next year.
Yeah, the writing on the wall does not look good for him.
It does not.
I don't want to speak ill will of it, but it just does not look good.
It doesn't seem like that's the way that they're going to go with things.
It's unfortunate. He did very well for that team this year.
He did. I mean, there's not a lot of times that he doesn't finish.
No, I mean, he's a solid driver. I think he still has some learning to do, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's not ever, you know, really in contention to win a race.
Sure.
So, you know, but at the same time, they're a one-car team, and they don't necessarily have the best equipment either. I mean, I think he's still got learning to do, but yeah, he's definitely a solid finisher. And he doesn't get caught up in a bunch of stupid wrecks.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for that.
There is. Now we'll see.
A lot cheaper to drive that way.
Just saying, he's not costing them money.
Yeah. He's not a lotion.
No. Aw, Mikhail.
Oh,
Mikhail. All right. I see you, little buddy.
And Tuesday, we are getting the schedule, and it's apparently been announced. We're going to Coda next year.
Yeah, I think everybody and their mom knows we're going to Coda. So yeah. Let's go ahead and say we're going to Coda, and we're recording Sunday, and we'll have an addendum at the end of this after the schedule comes out because, well... We'll see what else is on there.
Yep, we'll see what other surprises. Because since they already announced Coda, I feel like there's going to be another...
They're going to be like, ta-da!
Yeah, there's going to totally be a jaw-dropper on there.
Like, maybe not a new race, but maybe some races will be switching times. Like,
drastically.
You never know. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. Also, in the, like, least guarded secret ever, Alonso's testing at Barber in an Andretti Autosport car Wednesday, I believe.
Everybody already knew it.
So, I think it was one of those things everybody knew, and everybody thought everybody else knew, so nobody just really talked about it.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. It's closed. Nobody's going to see it. Media's not allowed there. Spectators, I guess, aren't allowed there, so.
Interesting. Interesting that it's a totally closed test.
Yeah. I guess. We'll see.
Yeah.
I guess we won't see, actually.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We will not see.
We will not see.
But it's a road course, and that's what F1 primarily does, so I don't think there's going to be a huge learning curve for him.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. No.
Maybe it's more of like a job interview. They've seen him on an oval.
They'd like to see him on a road course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, I know he's driving...
They've seen him on street courses in F1.
I know he's driving in Andretti Autosport, but I wonder if like other teams are... Going to be there scouting.
Ooh.
With like little binoculars, like at high school basketball games.
Right.
This is all of them like in the field. Like Roger Penske's up a tree.
Yeah.
Binoculars and a clipboard.
He's
just writing
deer
notes.
Blind.
Just
in
all,
camouflage.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with a Penske logo on it. Naturally.
Totally. All camouflage, but Penske embroidered on the chest. On the breast. Yep.
With just a pair of little teeny tiny binoculars just watching.
Yes.
Somebody with Photoshop help us out. That's what I need right now. Is it?
Yeah.
Roger Penske and a tree blind with binoculars.
I mean, it's got to look pretty similar to him and a pit stand.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Just take he and a pit stand and put some camo on that.
Yep.
Oh. So.
Hilarious.
Oh, Roger.
Headphones on for sure.
Oh, definitely with the mouthpiece.
Yeah, definitely.
Put stuff back to everybody.
Oh, all right. Well, let's move on to our Portland wrap up.
Let us do. So, as we talked about last time, we took over the IndyCar Nation Twitter this weekend and also did a lot of things with IndyCar Nation members. And for IndyCar Nation members, actually.
We did.
And for the general public as a service.
Yeah, we had all kinds of fun things. We had an autograph session that I was a little bit late to.
It was okay.
But yeah, we got to talk to Kara Adams and Dr. Jeffrey Billows.
And they're amazing. And we have the audio. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I have not listened to it.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to put it up. If not, we'll talk about it later.
Yep. But yeah, so that was fun. So we did, hosted two guests during the autograph session. And... We did the pit view during qualifications.
Which was real nice.
It was very nice. And there was a nice breeze. We were in the shade because we were in the box.
They had
charge your phone.
Snacks.
Yeah, snacks, water, Gatorade.
Which I was all about.
All kinds of TV screens.
Phone charging stands. I know we said it, but
headphones.
We need to say it again.
Yes, because it's not that you use your phone that much, it's that you have no signal, so everything you uses do. Three times as much battery to send.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no, which is part of the reason why a lot of things did not go through. There was no signal at all.
No, none.
None. No. That was fun.
Yeah. And then the P1 photo.
Yep.
And then the Winter Circle photo.
Yep.
There was a radio tour.
They had a radio tour and a TSO tour that other people kind of covered, too, because it was like a whole team effort.
Two-seaters and hot lap rides.
Two-seaters and hot laps. Larry Foyt tried to kill us. It's fine.
Just a little bit.
Just a few moments. Just when that back end got a little loose on us. We thought, yeah, this is
it. You know, I ride and I use a lot of ride share. A lot of ride shares.
Yeah.
So Lyft, Uber, etc. And just get into the habit of like not putting a seatbelt on or the back of it. And I know that I should, but it's like getting in a cab or like in a bus, like you just like, whatever.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row on the hot lap, I've just hopped in like it's a ride share and forgotten the seatbelt.
I know. It's something weird about it. You're like, okay, let's go, and you don't think, oh hey, click it or ticket.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know.
Well, because we're not on a real road, I think.
Your Lyft driver, Larry, is here in a silver Honda Accord.
And you're not on, like, a street?
Yeah.
Like, if they
like
did.
It's like being at camp or.
If they did, like, hot laps on, like, a street course, I think at that point we'd have been, like, step off of the street, like, click, click, all right, I'm on a real street. Like, there's a sign that says, like.
But yeah, it's like driving within a state park.
Yeah, you're like,
should
you?
Even
yes.
We're going to go fast. Like, my brain hasn't.
It's not there yet. Yeah. It's like you're just in a car with your buddy, Larry.
Yeah.
Who's arriving, like you said, who's arriving in a silver Honda Accord.
Larry's arriving in a silver Honda Accord.
Larry's here, and he's not happy about the weekend, so enjoy!
So I get it. Oh. So last week, if you don't recall, I started a brief conversation with him, and I was like, Matt Lay seems like a good kid.
So Matt Lay seems like a good kid.
So then this week we get a hot lap and Larry's the driver again. Last week it was a private ride. This week it's me and Molly and another guy. And so Molly and I get in the back and I get in and I was like, hey. I was like, how's it going? I was like, we just did this last week. And he recognizes me and he's like, oh yeah, hi. And so I get in. And first off, I want to say that again, forgot the seatbelt.
Yep.
When I do remember the seatbelt, I start to pull it out. I, like, pull it too hard. It gets stuck. I have to take it all the way back and then all the way back. And Larry is already going super fucking fast.
Yes.
So I'm, like, frantically trying to get the seatbelt.
Oh, God.
And as I click it, I see him watch me click the seatbelt in the back seat and chuckle to himself and smirk. And that's when I thought he might kill us.
Yeah. And that's when I think we got about 50 miles per hour faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of G-forces in that Honda Accord. I'll tell you that.
There was a moment.
It was throwing us around the back seat.
Where we were. I was just,
I'm like, I've had carnival rides that didn't have that much movement.
It was like the scrambler.
Yes, it was like the scrambler.
And at one point, I was like, okay, you're on this turn. And then I was like, I don't know what turn I'm on anymore. I'm in the seventh circle of hell, and Larry Foyt knows what I've said.
I had totally given up on where we were on the course. All I could think to myself was, okay, when we crash, just try to protect your head. You're still a nurse. We're definitely going to have to be extricated, but you can take care of everybody in the vehicle until AMR gets here. Like, I'm, like, talking to myself. Like, okay.
We hit the festival curse, and I was like, festival curse! And then I was like, I don't know anymore. That's it. I'm out. What turn are we? We hit the backstretch, and there was the backstretch I knew, because I was like, oh, God.
I was like, okay, we're almost done. I was like,
oh, no, we're not. We still have 10, 11, 12.
It was super fun, though.
It was,
I mean, I honestly was 100%. Only concerned for, like, just a split second. But, yeah, so I did, so I chit-chatted again. And in retrospect, I should have opened with Tony's baby is really cute.
Yeah.
You know, along the same lines of Matt Lee seems like a good kid. You know, very innocuous. But I didn't. I said, so Larry, how's your weekend going?
This was after qualifications, by the way. I need to put this in time perspective.
He says just like this, not great. And I was like, well, aside from the racing, how's it going? Silence.
Silence.
And then, you know, we've changed everything except the paint on those cars. Still can't find any speed.
Larry just wanted to gripe.
Yes. Then Larry took out his frustrations on our
us.
Lap.
Yeah. He didn't like that you asked him about the weekend. He knows I think his rosé is shit. And he was like, these bitches gonna learn today.
You're gonna learn today.
Have fun. Guess what turn we're on now? Surprise. All of them.
it was a great ride, though, honestly.
It was.
You get your money's worth with Larry Foyt.
You do. You
yeah,
do.
You really do. That's who you want as a hot lap.
Because
driver.
There's a moment where the car in front of us was breaking, and we did not.
We were not breaking.
We were not. And I was like, uh-oh, what happens?
Like, are we going to pass them? Is that a lap?
Are we passing? Are we in the slipstream? What's happening here? Although I will say, at one point, Elio was driving around in a pace car, and I had a moment.
We were super excited.
I had a moment where I was like, oh my god.
I was like, I don't know who I need to promise a favor to get into that vehicle.
But if Elio Castroneves is giving hot lap rides, I will pull every connection I have at this moment to
yes.
get this. And it would just be a lap of us crying.
Yeah.
That's it. He'd be like, hello, and I'd just be like, no, I'm not worthy.
I can't. Just...
just the stupid ass grin on our face, mm-hmm. staring at him the whole time.
He'd be like, it's really creepy, guys.
I know. Girls, it's really creepy. You're so pretty. Why do you smell like sunshine? So if you ever get the chance to take a hot lap ride.
Do it.
Well, you should just go ahead and do it.
Do it. It's awesome.
Yes. We also had some fun in Portland.
We sure did.
We went to the Kennedy School.
Yes.
Which is really cool. So it's by McMinimums?
McMinimus?
McMinimums?
McMinimus?
McMinimus? And an M and an S are in there, too.
Yep. But yeah, it's a family of brothers, and they turn cool old buildings into fun bars and things. So the Kennedy School has like 7 different bars, all themed. It's got a pool. It's got like a bed and breakfast, a hotel room kind of area.
And it's
got
a school.
Restaurant.
It's an old school.
And it's an old elementary school.
Which is...
And it was called the Kennedy School, it's still called the Kennedy School.
Yeah.
But it was very cool.
It was. We went there, had a beer and some food.
Mm-hmm.
After Qualls.
And it was delicious.
Yeah. And of course, we had to eat on the river one night because, well.
Well, yes.
That's what you do.
It is what you do.
So we enjoyed some seafood.
We did. We had some delicious seafood.
Oh, yeah. It's the only place I'll eat seafood is on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm done after today, and I'm sad. In fact, we didn't get seafood tonight. I was like, yeah, I'm okay
we
with
didn't.
It.
Although it wouldn't have been fresh from the place we got food from.
No, the Ponderosa Cascade Grill is
no.
probably not fresh.
No, it's definitely. It would definitely have been frozen from God knows where.
It'd been some Gordon's Fisherman fish
yeah.
sticks.
Yeah.
I'm okay with not.
Fish farm.
Yeah.
Fuckery, yeah.
All right, well, I think we should move on to the actual IndyCar stuff.
Yeah. So we had 2 practices on Friday. Practice 1, people were flying off course left and right and missing that chicane.
Yeah, they were just scooting on through,
mm-hmm.
which is not what you're supposed to do, by the way.
No, sure isn't.
Yeah. And let's see, in P1, Sebastian Bourdais was first, so that was exciting.
That is exciting.
And then it was Scott, Joseph, Marco, and Will running out the top 5 for that.
Excellent.
Actually, all of them were on blacks.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's see. For Friday afternoon practice, 9 out of the 10 were on reds. And so it was Will was first, then Marco, then Santino Ferrucci, Scott Dixon, and Jack Harvey. Zach Veach was in the top 10, but he was 8th, and he was the only one on blacks.
Huh.
Little Veach throwing it out there on the black tires again,
nice.
Saying, I think I got this.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's weird to take practices, especially at a new track, as any indication, I find.
Yeah, I don't think it really means anything.
You know, all I knew was everybody's running into, like, turn 11, turn 12. And
yeah, I think it just shows, you know, kind of the problem areas.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, so that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, hopefully they figure that out before
yep.
Sunday.
Fingers crossed. Oh, dear. Trying to flip back and forth here. All right, Saturday, we had practice 3.
And then qualifying.
Yeah, and so practice 3 was Bourdais, despite the issue, Rahal, Power, Rossi, and Sato, your top 5. And then that's when Bourdais snapped that car.
Yeah.
Like, snapped it. And that was, you know, practice ended at, like, 9-something. And qualifications was at, like, 2:30-ish.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a lot of time to Frankenstein that car back together, but had, you know, that Dale Coyne Vassar Sullivan team.
I mean, seriously, like, hats
off to them. Put it together. It did look like Frankenstein's monster.
Sure did.
Which was kind of fun.
But it drove.
It drove. And actually, he qualified very well. He qualified fourth, so hats off to his crew. That's amazing that they were able to pull that off.
And that's extremely impressive.
Yeah. I mean, that they have a... Dale Coyne did, like, a time lapse of the, like, repair of the car.
Oh, really?
And the garage is just, like, a hive.
Oh,
and
sure.
we walked past it at one point before quals, like within 30 minutes of quals, and they were just running around like nutballs.
Yeah, they were.
But they got it started up. I think we were there when they started it up, so that was real cool.
That was very cool. And they had the pieces of the other one up top.
And they had the older car also, like that back part up top, and it was
trashed.
Toe up.
Yes, it was toe up.
It was toe up. But, I mean, he qualified fourth.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean,
he's got so much skill.
He does. And this is, you know, a track that he knew, so I wasn't too surprised. I mean, had he not crashed, he would have probably qualled better.
Yeah, he probably would have pulled.
But I can't believe that he came in fourth with a Frankenstein car.
Like, I know.
Ooh, whoa. That's pretty cool.
Just beyond impressive.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on to qualifications, left you anything else for practice?
No.
All right. Will Power got the pole, which...
Yep.
Obviously. It's, what, 55th?
Fourth.
54, 50 54th. Official.
Yeah, 54th official.
Yeah. 55th unofficial.
Yes.
Then Joseph Newgarden, Rossi was third. As we talked about, Bourdais was fourth, Reinhardt Ray was fifth, and Zach Veach made it into the Fast Six.
Yes, he did.
I was like, okay.
Well done.
I'm here, Veach. Let's go. I keep saying, like, and what's interesting is everybody talks about him in that same way. Like, he's grown.
Mm-hmm.
He's fun to watch. Like, he's got a good attitude. He's also a great driver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in about another year, he needs another year.
Yeah.
And then he's really going to be something.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And it's fun to watch.
It is.
It's real fun to watch.
It is.
So, also, Ed Jones made, you know, top 10. So did Marco.
Yep.
And Hinch was 7, so Hinch just barely missed getting into the Fast Six.
He did, and it was kind of back and forth there during quals. I mean, he was in it, I mean, yeah.
In, and then he was, and how it is during that kind of last group,
yeah.
I guess it's technically round 2, because it's group 1, round 1, group 2, round 1, then it's round 2, and then it's Fast Six.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird on...
Yep.
Street courses and road courses.
Yeah. But yeah, just barely didn't make it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting 7th, nothing to be ashamed about.
No, and he got caught in that first incident, so never mind.
He did.
I was like, and he, oh, no.
No.
Well?
Nope, so let's move on to the, Simon Pagenaud, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Qualified 22nd, just not a great qualification run at all.
No, I just... It was, we were all kind of shocked about that one, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. We weren't listening on the radio. I have no idea what happened, but he just could not get any speed.
That might have been it. Maybe it's just the setup.
Like, I don't know what the deal was. Because there was nothing that, like, broke or was wrong, per se, with the car.
No.
Mechanically, to, like, you know, it's just, whatever their setup was, like, they just couldn't.
They couldn't do anything, and it was weird.
Yeah, very weird. I'm sure very frustrating for them.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I wish we had been listening. I'm sure Pagenaud has said the F word.
Oh, I'm very positive. Well, I mean, Scott didn't. What, Scott qualified? Yeah, he qualified 11th.
And I thought he was going to throw shit in his pit.
It sounded like he did not carefully lay his helmet down. I'm not going to say he threw it, but when that helmet came off, it was not a, I'm going to just place it right here.
It might have bounced.
I will place it on the ground.
It might have.
Bounced accidentally.
Yeah.
Because his pit was right next to the Verizon box, and so when he came back in, everybody just slowly turned to look over, and, like, nobody moved closer to that pit box.
No.
But we all just stood there and watched for a minute, like, what's about to happen?
Yeah. I want to see what's about to happen.
I don't want to be
real slow.
Part of it.
Yeah, no.
But I want to see what's about to happen. So that was... Oh, and Jordan King came in 12th for quals.
Yes, he did.
That was also really good.
Yeah.
He had a very good race, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He and Spencer wasn't...
Which, fun fact about Jordan King, he was both your sleeper this week for fantasy.
Yeah, I didn't realize this. And my first out. I realized it after I wrote it because we had done this so long ago.
Yeah.
And usually I double check it, and I did not because, well, service was shit. And yes. I wrote locks, drops, and sleepers in line for the hot lap.
Yep.
Because that's how I do things sometimes when I've been on the road for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was fun. I was like, gosh, darn it. I don't believe I'm allowed to do that. I was like, no.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
It was funny. I mean, I'm here for it.
Oh, it was very funny.
So, all right, I think we got to move on to the race.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Lap one.
Lap one. Not turn one, though.
Turn two.
Well, it was kind of... The turn, I think it was after the festival curves, which are like two and three. One, two, and something else.
Well, almost a three, because that was Marco's joke. He didn't make it to three.
No. Which was actually quite funny.
It was very funny. The crash, not so much.
No.
Veach bumped into Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. And then Hinch kind of spun a bit and caught Dixon and Jones and Ray Hall. And also Marco, whose car flipped.
Ended up going flying in the air backwards and then flipped. Like...
End over end, but more rotated.
Yeah, what? There's a word for that.
I can't think of it.
Such as a C. Like.
Yeah. It's fine.
Barrel roll.
That's
sort of the C. Sort of the B. Yeah. He barrel rolled, though.
He barrel rolled. Ended up upside down. So everybody.
Second time for Marco Andretti, end up upside down on a fucking on a road course.
Yeah.
He also did that in Mid-Ohio.
And we were all done at that point.
Yeah, it actually looked like a really bad...
Well, and I think part of it was all of the dust that caught...
You
could only see bits and pieces of it, and everybody's like,
I think there's a car upside down. Like what's
not
happening?
Again. What's going on? How many cars are there?
What color are they?
Yeah, because we were like, it's this color. No, it's this color. No, I think I see this number. And
yeah, it was... Yeah.
It was pretty insane.
I will say, I love that Dixon, like, AMR comes... And they, you know, they're all going to a specific place, and they start coming towards Dixon, and he waves them off. Like, I'm fine, I am not hurt, I didn't hit anybody, and he's like, I just need somebody to let me know I can back up.
Right. Do I got room behind me now?
Right? Am I cool?
Let me throw this bitch in reverse.
Like,
beep, beep.
And the luck that man has.
How did he not, like, he didn't hit anything. It looked like he didn't really have any...
No, he just, like...
He just braked.
I don't even think he bumped. I think that he just got, like, caught up in the midst of all of them, and that, like, perfect puzzle pieces around him, they just, like, formed. But he didn't actually hit anything.
He was just like, ta-da. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, dust was in front of him. He couldn't see anything, but still managed to not actually hit anything.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
What?
Witchcraft.
It is witchcraft.
It is sorcery.
Here it is. Scott Dixon is a witch.
Scott Dixon is a witch. There's your hot take.
Scott Dixon is that's our witchcraft. That's our latest rumor. Scott Dixon. Oof, that's hard for me to say today.
Scott Dixon is a witch.
Yeah, it's the CH and the XO. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Dixon is a witch.
Scott Dixon is a witch. I saw Scott Dixon with the devil. That's it. There it is.
Yep.
Yep. So we had a yellow for that caution for a bit.
And I lost my shit because, also caught up in that, but escaped.
Yes.
With some front wing damage. Sebastian Bourdais.
A man who had not had good luck.
No. Now, just to clarify my picks for fantasy.
Yes.
Willpower, who at that point was still doing.
He's still doing well. Okay. Yeah, he was fine at that point.
Yeah. Bourdais, who at this point had lost like 10 spots.
Yeah.
Not great. Better than Marco, who ended up upside down.
Yeah.
And out. Ed Jones, whose car was trashed.
Both out.
Half of my fantasy team out before turn 3 of lap 1.
And then we restart it, Will gets passed by, Rossi has some sort of gear issue, and he loses 10 spots at that point.
Yeah, he completely loses first gear.
Oh, God.
Works around it, and then he loses third gear.
Yep. And then at one point, like at lap 44, which is a little farther ahead, he just plows right into the tire barrier to like turn 11, turn 12, where everybody else had during practice. God.
By that point, I was like, you've got to be shitting me.
We were like in a GA area, and there was like a nice meadow, and you're across the way, and like when it hits a yellow, like you can hear it, like everything stop. And I remember just looking over at you yelling loudly, it's Will.
Yeah.
Just, it's Will!
And I was like, fuck!
Because at that point, three out of the four of your fantasy Indy cars.
I was like,
we thought he was done
no.
today.
God damn it. I could not have had worse picks.
Luck. Oh, God. Oh,
this is why I never pick Ray Hall. I already have bad luck. Can you imagine if I had picked Ray Hall? Ray Hall was out after that.
Ray Hall was out.
Oh,
God. That was quite the moment. And then it kind of settled out. Everything kind of calmed down. And then they had the caution at lap 58. And all of the leaders pitted. But Sato, Bourdais, and RHR had already pitted. So they were out in front. And so everything got flipped topsy-turvy.
It did.
And they kind of just stayed up front until the end.
They did.
Veach had a stuck throttle because Veach apparently had some damage to the bottom of his car.
Yeah.
I think from the James issue.
No, it was that.
He did like a spin out too.
Yeah, no, it was the second. Yeah, the second altercation of this car.
Oh, Veach.
Oh. Yeah.
It was a nice race.
It was. It was a very unexpected race. There was a lot. I mean, well, there were leader changes.
Yeah.
The pit stop strategies didn't go the way we thought they were going to go. People that we thought were going to do really well didn't. I mean, it was...
There were people, like, double passing. The aerial shots when we watched it, like, two people were passing somebody. Like, people were passing each other at the same time, and I was like, ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah, like spots for one and three would both be getting passed at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Two and four would be passing one and three, but at the same time.
And I was like, ooh.
Like, synchronized swimming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Synchronized IndyCar. Let's start this. Come on, guys. Get on board. But Sato won.
Sato won. Yeah, it was just... It was a
it was
an
one
exciting
of those
race and a very unexpected race.
Where I think at the end, we all kind of were like...
Like, this is going to happen.
Okay. Sato's winning. Cool.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's...
So Sato won.
That's how we're going to come back to Portland, is with a Sato victory.
But...
Okay.
I mean, for a race, for the inaugural race, for, like, the first race in the Pacific Northwest in forever,
well,
like...
it is the race, it's probably closest to Japan.
Is it, or is one of the Cali races closer?
Maybe Sonoma or Long Beach, I don't know.
I don't know. We don't need to look it up.
Well, that's, yeah.
It's fine. But maybe. But I'm just saying more, like, being the inaugural race and, like, Portland and everything else, like, of course it ended up, like, kind of topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Like, winners nobody expected. The points champions kind of got all mixed up in things. Like,
a
weird crash, sorts of passes at different areas in the trek.
Yeah. Yeah, people were concerned there weren't going to be passes. Oh, there were tons of passes.
Oh, there were passes. Passes on
passes.
Passes on passes. Yeah, we had multiple leaders. Let's see, Power led, Rossi, RHR, Newgarden, Sato, Chilton, all led.
And that's leading crossing start finish.
Yeah, these are lead change summaries.
But, like, there were people that were...
Were, like, squeaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got in first and then got passed again before they finished a whole lap.
And a lot of...
Don't even get counted in that.
The penalties.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of pit area penalties. So, like, pit speed violation was a big thing.
Yeah, who all got a pit speed violation?
Dixon did... Okay, so for pit speed, it was Dixon and Will. And then Tony and Jack got a pit safety infraction. So typically, I think that means just running over equipment.
Yeah.
And then the...
Or, like, going over your line or something.
Yeah. And then blocking for... Nope, not King. Piggott. Veach, and Chavez, and then Joseph Newgarden got a, quote, shortcut violation. Because he missed turns 1, 2, and 3 and just went, scoop!
Yeah.
Tried to pull a Dalton Kellett and just leap through the Verizon Indy car signs. Oh, those Indy Lights drivers.
God, you'd have thought that IndyCar would have learned from Lights, because Lights did the same bullshit.
God!
Lap one, turn one. There are seven cars. They went 7 wide.
Right, and everybody was like, no, you can't go 7 wide. Well. Right? I remember looking up at the screen going,
we were all like, oh, no.
And the poor guys next to us, because you and I both were like, no, you can't do that.
No. And they were like, what's going to happen? We're like, they're going to crash.
Watch. Watch this. This is what's going to happen. Somebody's going to get loose. But yeah.
You would have thought that any car would have paid attention, but nope.
Nope. They were like, it's fine.
They were like, it's cool. We can do this.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah. We're professionals. Me.
Watch us.
They were not, in fact, professionals.
They were, in fact, not. So yeah, Sato won, RHR was second, and Sebastian Bourdais was third. So.
I mean, a very impressive weekend for him considering everything. The Frankenstein car. Getting caught up in the first incident, making it through relatively unscathed, losing like 10 spots, and still coming back and
having to change out. Yeah. Like, he had to, there was a damage to the front end even from that. Like, good God, Sebastian.
Yeah, he still ended up with his old livery's nose on, at the end of the race. Like, he still had a Frankenstein car, just didn't look as bad. Because it was a side, but he still ended up with, like, the original yellow nose. Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Like, he was not meant to have a purple car this weekend.
No. He should just never run that livery again.
I mean, like, let's
stop it. I know it's not green, but stop running purple livery, Sebastian.
Yep, nope.
Just stop it. The rest of the top five was Spencer Pigot was fourth.
Wow.
I know.
That's right. It was a good race for Ed Carpenter Racing.
It was. Spencer was fourth, and then Jordan King was 15th. He started 12th, but still.
Yeah.
Finished, solid finish. And he was aggressive and challenged. So he might not have finished higher, but he was definitely driving very well. So I think he should be happy with that.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And then, of course, Dixon was fifth because, as we kept saying, it doesn't matter where Dixon starts.
It makes no difference whatsoever.
I would imagine if you extended this out by another 10 laps, Dixon would have podiumed.
Yes. 100%.
Let's see. Rest of the top 10 were Kimball, Rossi, Fittipaldi, and Newgarden.
I mean, great finish for Kimball.
Yeah. He went from 25th to 7th.
I mean, that's amazing. And Pagano finished 6th, didn't he?
Yes. Did I? Oh, I think I thought I talked about Simon. Yep, nope, Simon finished 6th, sorry.
Yeah, he went from 22nd to 6th, so.
And Sato went from 20th to 1st.
I mean, really, a lot of movement, a lot of impressive driving.
A lot of impressive driving. And I don't think we talked about it, but, like, it's been packed every day.
Yes. And more people. I mean, there were a lot of people Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday, even more people. And today, I mean, just a shit ton.
Yes. I mean, like, waiting to get in. We somehow snuck in when there wasn't much of a line, so we could kind of squeak on in, but...
Yeah.
Like, it was full.
A lot of people, like, were taking pictures of the super long line.
I mean, that's exciting. It's exciting. And somebody already said it's
exciting for this race week, exciting for the sport.
They're coming back next year, and I was like, good.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what else gets revealed on Tuesday, we'll see where we go, but probably one of the other races, I figure, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We can worry about that later.
Definitely.
All right, let's see.
So, yeah, after the schedule comes out, we'll have to make some plans.
Yeah.
We've got some time.
We do. I'm not ready to start looking at trips. We are
yeah.
coming home tomorrow, and we are actually not leaving for races until December. January. Yeah.
And we're not even planning that race until November.
Yeah. No.
Nope. No, thank you.
No, thank you. There's not much of a plan for that race.
No, it's just we better hit November in case we want to buy anything on Amazon. We'll hit it on Cyber Monday.
Oh, Cyber Monday. Yeah.
That's the only reason why it's for sales.
That's true. We got to make sure we got all of our good camping gear.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't need to plan it that early. I'm just trying to hit some holiday sales.
Right here, like, but we need a few more things.
I mean, we always need a few more things.
We can always improve our camping.
Flamingos.
Yep. And stuff for our cots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you know. Maybe, well, no, we have a little grill, so put something for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're missing.
Yes, we need to step up the coffee game for sure.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, definitely.
Cold brews just keep me from being homicidal.
Well, at Daytona, they're just not okay.
I'm not drinking a cold coffee at Daytona.
It's already cold.
No, thank you.
No.
No, I need something warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, caffeinated and warm.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right.
That's for a while back.
So, it was a wild race. Let's go through our picks.
Okay.
So, I picked Willpower for first, and as my lock, I was wrong.
Yeah.
0 points.
0 points on that one. Yeah.
I picked Dixon for top five.
Hey!
Got a point.
Dixie point!
Picked Pageant for top 10. Boom!
Yep.
Got a point.
Yep.
Pietro for first out.
Nope.
No points.
No points. I picked Rossi for first. Also, he was my lock. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. No, thank you. I had Bourdais top five. I get a point. I had Veach for top 10. Damn it. No.
No.
And I had King for first out.
And also, and as your sleeper.
I need to remind myself to look at everything before I write that. I just couldn't. The service was really bad.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I like how all of a sudden I was like, I had him for my first out.
I mean, that just really tickled me.
It's funny. No, it's hilarious.
It really is.
This is what happens during race weekend.
Well, I mean, we've changed time zones.
Yeah, I've been in Seattle. Like,
yeah.
It's been weird.
We've had a lot going on.
It has.
All right. Well, if you missed out on all the things we did this weekend, you can find it all on our social media. We did a lot of things with IndyCar Nation, so make sure to check out their social media. Their website is IndyCarNation.com or at IndyCarNation on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then ours, of course, is www.FastCarsFastGirls.com. And you can subscribe from there, so make sure you listen, like, rate, review, download, share with your friends, share with your enemies. We don't really care.
Share with everybody.
Downloads are downloads to us.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right?
You can hate the person. I will like the download.
I will like the download.
How's that?
make sure you check out what we're doing.
Yeah.
You can look at all our pictures and all that on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram, and you can link to all that directly from the website.
And don't think that just because we're going into the off season, we're gonna like
slow down.
Or... we have big plans, so definitely, like, it's only gonna get more exciting and fun. And
it is. We're gonna have a lot of variety in the off season.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
All the silly season news.
Oh, boy.
All the fun events. We've got the air race.
We got the air race coming up. We'll have liquor and lights.
Yeah, liquor and lights.
And we do fun stuff around the holidays, too, just for fun.
We do.
So, we got stuff in the pipeline, so keep an eye on it.
It'll be a good ship.
Also this weekend, the Mazda Road to Indy, which this is the last time it will be called, the Mazda Road to Indy, they crowned their champion. So, for USF 2000, it was Kyle Kirkwood. And
excellent.
For Pro Mazda, it was Rinus VK for Juncos.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for Indy Lights, Pato O'Ward is the champ. So,
excellent.
As you may or may not remember from our earlier episodes, when we talked about the Mazda Road to Indy, the champions kind of win a scholarship to bump them up into the next level.
Yes.
So, Kyle Kirkwood will move on to Pro Mazda, Rinus VK will move on to Indy Lights, and Pato O'Ward will get a scholarship that does about, like, two rides in the 500. Two in the 500 or three in the 500?
I think it's...
The 500 is in there. You run the 500. I just can't remember if it's two or three. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
It's okay. But that's what he'll do. And as we learned, he will also be riding for Harding for Sonoma, which I don't believe that's actually part of his scholarship. I think that's just...
something that Harding...
Harding was like, hello, we see that you are a good driver. Would you like to try and drive at Sonoma?
Yeah. I see your season is over.
Would you like to join ours for a race? So...
yeah. I don't think that has anything to do with, yeah.
That was fun.
It was
fun to crown them here. I think it's nice that they kind of have their own sort of little area where they can race. And, like, Portland is where they crown their champion. And then Sonoma is where we crown ours. I like it that it's two separate weeks.
Yeah, that they don't have to feel overshadowed.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. I think that is very cool.
So, let's see. This weekend.
This weekend, yeah, in Indy, we have NASCAR. Is this a NASCAR?
Is this a NASCAR? Am I? Are we going back into NASCAR?
Am I in NASCAR right now?
You might be.
I might be. Could be.
Maybe.
Could be. We've got the Cup race, the Xfinity race, and the BC 39 on the dirt track that's currently in Turn 3.
Which is going to be fun!
We have a racetrack inside a racetrack.
I mean, what do you have?
Yeah.
How cool is your track? We have a track within a track. You're welcome.
It's like an inception of racetracks.
Actually, we have two tracks inside of our track.
We have three. We have a track inside a track inside a track.
It's a track inside a track inside a track. Tracks on tracks!
Tracks on tracks. Inception track.
Inception. Trackception.
Is the top still spinning?
I don't know. Maybe. But it's going to be fun. We fly back Monday. So tomorrow. Or if you're listening to this on Wednesday, we flew back Monday. We'll have Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday are the dirt track nights at the IMS. And then I think Friday's like practice. Saturday's the Xfinity race. And Sunday is the Brickyard 400.
Yep.
So
it's gonna be
another busy weekend,
another
but at
busy
least
week for sure.
We'll be home, so there's
we
that.
Will. We can sleep on our own beds, so
that'll be kind of nice.
But yeah, it'll be fine. I'm very excited for the dirt track.
I am too. I love that it's at Indy and it's got like a huge number of participants. It might be the biggest now because of everybody's excitement.
Yeah, I think it's 118.
It's just insane.
The last count.
Yeah. So.
And Sarah Fisher was the first person to drive on it.
Yay, Sarah!
Which is just fitting. And I love it because I love Sarah Fisher.
I know.
So yeah, that was very cool. Yeah. So yeah. Well, let's white flag this bitch.
Yeah, it's been a long couple of weeks. What you got?
Well, I'm excited to be at home for a little bit. we've been out of town the last 3 weeks, and I'm ready to be at home and not be doing laundry in such a panic.
Yes.
And yeah. But I am excited for the dirt track this weekend, and yeah, it's crazy that the season's wrapping up with IndyCar.
Yeah, it feels kind of weird.
Yeah, what about you?
I am excited about this weekend. I think it was fun.
Yeah.
It was just a good race. I think the town of Portland, and I haven't read anything to the contrary yet, really embraced it.
I agree.
And they definitely came out from the Pacific Northwest to support it, so that's great. I enjoy that IndyCar kind of has a primary route in the Midwest, but if we can kind of, like, pick up people, like, the Pacific Northwest is a great area for IndyCar to expand into because it's got that sort of tech bubble in Seattle because of everything. So, it was a great weekend. It was a lot of fun to be here in Portland, and the weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
And we saw Mount Hood every day, so I'm happy.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scenery's gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely out here.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Checkered flag.
Checkered flag. Thanks for listening.
Bye.